Good morning, everyone. Hey, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, we are thigh high with a period of around 7 to 8 seconds coming in from the east. Expect a little bigger conditions in northern areas, and looks like we have light onshore winds in the morning. Those are going to strengthen a little bit as the day goes on. Now, high tide is going to be this morning, so if you're going out to kind of take advantage of those lighter winds, you're going to have to deal with that high tide. For Tuesday, surf builds to waist high with occasional bigger sets coming in about 7 seconds from the east-northeast. Onshore winds are going to pick up, and those are going to reach the mid-teens by the afternoon. Now looking ahead, expect waist-high surf at about 8 seconds from the east-northeast on Wednesday as onshore winds ease just a little bit but remain pretty steady. Now northern Florida is going to see a little lighter winds and probably a notch smaller surf. Now moving into the weekend, we're on a downward trend starting on Thursday through Sunday. We're going to be down a notch pretty much every single day, and by the time we get to the weekend, it's going to be pretty much small to flat. We have another front that's going to be passing through probably really late Sunday or early morning Monday. I'm going to kind of lean more towards Monday at this time. That's going to start bringing onshore winds starting in the north and filtering in as the day goes on. That's going to start us off on our next swell. I'm not really sure if it's going to be anything beyond just a strong wind swell, but as soon as we get a little closer and I can get a little better accuracy on these long-term models, I'll let you know. As much as I love these long-term models, I take them with a grain of salt, and until I see the wave heights start to show up on those buoys out there, I don't trust them 100%. I'll be back on Wednesday. Now, I might be road tripping a little bit either this week or next week because our camera up at the Carabel River is offline right now, and that is a 12-hour round trip, so I might be missing one of the surf reports coming up to make that trip up there and get that camera fixed. So, hey, everybody, you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys again on Wednesday. And until then, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And, hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.